My name is Jeremy Hervey. I am 16 years old. Today is it's November 26th, right? Mm-hmm. I'm speaking with Charlene, who is my mother, and we are recording in Columbia City, Indiana. Okay. So, Mom, can you tell me about your grandparents?
I can only tell you of my grandfather on my mom's side. He's the only one I knew.
Okay, go ahead.
Sad to say, the only thing I really remember about him was that he drank a lot of beer.
Oh. Okay.
And was old, and that's all I remember.
Okay. So, what adult had the biggest impact on your life?
I would have to say instructors through high school.
What'd they do that helped you?
They taught me nursing, which was something that I always loved.
Okay. And that had the biggest impact on you?
Yes.
Okay. So who do you look up? Was there a specific person that you looked up to who, when you made big decisions, they influenced those decisions? Like someone you tend to imitate when situations come up that you have to handle, you look to, where it's like, you know how people use that saying, what would Jesus do? But like substituting that person that you're thinking of.
I would have to say my older brothers.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, my older brother seemed very intelligent. And I always felt that he had the right answer.
Can you give me some examples of when you were growing up that like showed how smart he was? Or how smart they were?
Math. If I couldn't figure math out, I had a real hard time with it. He'd be there to help me every time.
What are your happiest memories?
I'd have to say with my siblings.
Okay, that's interesting. Why do you say that?
Playing, getting together, playing a lot.
You had a big family too, didn't you? Like my
Yes.
dad. How many kids?
Two sisters and four brothers.
Not quite as big as my dad's, but still, that's pretty large.
Yes.
Okay. What was the most difficult part of your life?
I would have to say traveling.
Traveling?
From state to state when we were younger.
Okay. Was there a specific state that you didn't like or you'd never want to go back to? Or an area, maybe?
Actually, there was a place in Tennessee we went. It was a campground. Mm-hmm. And we thought we'd be okay. Well, we ended up being attacked by a lot of mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. And at that time, there was no West Nile or nothing like that going on. That wasn't a fear. It was just being swamped and itching, and it caused us to leave.
Did you go far from there? Like, was there another campground that you went to?
Actually, we went from there to a motel type place, a cottage in Knoxville. And we ended up living there for a while.
So, like, you guys didn't really own, like, were you squatting? Like,
yeah,
were you homeless for a while?
Yeah, we were, like, traveling like gypsies. Not having much to eat, not having much to, but we still, being together was important.
So how did schooling work for you?
There was a couple of times that I got held back, and it really made things difficult for me.
But did your parents ever, like, homeschool you while they were out on the road? Or?
No, they were too stressed out about money and how to survive and how they were going to take care of us. Because at that time, we were all at home.
What'd your father do for money?
He did construction work. Any place that needed built or
just
worked
anywhere,
on.
Anywhere, even on the road?
Yeah. In Florida, in Texas, anywhere he could find that they were doing construction work, and he would work it.
Hey, I'm surprised by that. No schooling or anything like that? Just
no.
Yeah. Sounds like you guys had it pretty easy back then.
It sounds easy, but...
Well, I mean, like, besides the whole homeless part, but I mean, like...
Yeah, it was kind of scary. I mean, there was no kids out of school. We didn't know. We were too young to know that we were supposed to be in school. And it wasn't until my mother was accused of kidnapping a little boy and girl, which were in the back seat with me.
Why?
Because the police thought I was the kidnapper, because my mom was laying down in the front asleep, taking a nap, and I was in the back seat. And the cops saw my head and my little brother and sister, and he took his club and knocked on the window, and it scared me to death.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Were they just like neighborhood friends or something that you guys...
Neighborhood friends.
Like, are these just kids that got in the car with you?
Oh no, my brother and sister. My little brother and sister. People that were missing were a little boy and girl, and they were missing with a woman. Well, they just saw the back of my head and assumed that I was grown and the little boy and girl were kidnapped.
Oh. Oh.
Yes. And we were told, my mom was told to get us in school immediately.
Okay. Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most?
My cousin.
Which one?
I have to say my cousin Pauline.
Is this someone I ever met?
No.
No.
Lost her when I was 12. She was 18.
What happened?
She took bear aspirin when she was recovering from the flu. Ended up with a headache and slipped into a coma. She laid in a coma for 5 years, and then she was gone.
When you guys were close?
I went over to their house and got together with the girls. I mean, she had girls. And
what advice would you give to your teenage self?
Give to myself?
To your teenage self.
Think longer about the choices that I make before I make them.
Is there anything you're not proud of doing when you were a teenager? You don't have to go, like, too far, but...
I never really got into trouble. Never. I wasn't like that. I was too afraid of getting in trouble. Okay. My daddy raised me strict. So I was afraid to mess up.
was he?
I just was stubborn. Mm. When I decided that I wanted something, I argued and argued, and my point was made, and, you know, I didn't want to listen to anybody else and back then. And now I know, being a mom, I know now why it's important. You learn.
Yeah. What are you most proudest of, personally and professionally?
I'm proud that I had the determination to call my instructor that I had in high school and go forth with my nursing career that held me together for 27 years. It made me proud of myself to help others that needed me.
Okay. Do you have any regrets?
The relationships that I had.
That you had or have?
Had.
What, any specific ones?
I feel that I got married too young, for starters.
You married Steve first, right?
Yes. And having children, yeah, I was 21, but I don't feel that I should have rushed into that. I feel that I rushed into it. I probably should have waited. I thought my goals were set at the time, but when you're young, you think, you know, and it's not till later that you realize, oh, I could have done. But now, and I don't regret any of my kids. I love every one of them. It's just, if I had to change things, I would have waited longer.
Okay. If this were to be our last conversation, is there anything that you want to share with me that you haven't shared with me before?
Actually, Jeremy, there is, I've always been very open with you.
Yeah.
And you know, I think you know everything there is to know about me. Other than, I mean, if you have a question, that's all you had to do was ask. I mean, I would tell you.
I mean, nowadays I kind of just like force whatever I need to know out of you. You're pretty much right about that.
Yeah, because I talk to you. I've always talked to you kids, always. Not all of you have listened.
No, definitely not.
But you're all still young, and you need to learn from life's experiences the way I did, from your own experience. Mm-hmm. And all I can do as a mom is hope and pray that you don't get into anything too deep that you can't handle.
Okay. Thinking of your future family, is there anything you would like to say to them now that they may hear?
That they may hear?
Mm-hmm. See, what this interview does is once we're done here, this gets saved somewhere else. And people will be able to search it up later. So that means my future kids, or Jerica's future kids, or Marissa's kids, or Michael may be able to go back and listen to this. So is there anything you'd like to tell them?
Take your time. Don't rush through life. Because it goes quick. It goes quick before you know it. As soon as you start having children, the children grow fast. No matter what you're doing, and don't get too preoccupied with yourself to realize what's going on with them, because that time can disappear. And you're left wondering what happened. Why did it happen so fast?
What are your hopes and wishes for me or my future children?
That you succeed in everything that you do, everything that you dream. I hope it all happens for you. Your careers, your family life. I hope it all comes true. And at the right time. But I think it will. You're pretty level-headed.
Yeah, I'd say I'm the smartest out of the... How many kids do you have? Do you have any favorite memories of me?
When I used to hold you, when it was 2001, and I used to feed you.
Oh boy.
When the world stood still.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people know what that means.
They don't?
Not a lot of people do.
I think it's like standard nowadays to know what 9/11 is. Like,
yeah.
Or maybe not. I feel like it's not as big of a deal as it was like back in 2010, 2013. Because like in 2017, 9/11 came around.
Memories kind of fade away. And yeah. I feel that if people just stop and look back on what we've been through, they'd learn to appreciate each other more. We have so much nonsense that's killing younger generation off, and so many things that's causing harm to people, that I think a lot of it is just pure misunderstanding, miscommunicating. None of them talk to each other. So I just feel like it's getting worse. It's getting out of hand. And if people just stop and think, all that can be destroyed in a drop of a hat.
Yeah. Well, Mom, how would you like to be remembered?
As being wise.
Well,
being, I know I don't always make the best decisions, especially whenever things come out of my mouth. But whenever it comes to taking care of kids and thinking about safety first and thinking about that's, I feel that I am pretty good with that. And knowledgeable and health, and you know, I try really hard, because most of the time you kids have always known to come to me. What if this happens? Mom, can you help me with this?
Well, it's not like our dads were really around,
so. Right, but I would always be there.
Yeah.
I guess that's my thing. I'm a nurturer. I would be remembered as a nurturer. You were always there when we needed you.
Well, since this is the end of the interview, I have to tell you how I feel about you. And honestly, I had to do this with my dad, and this was the toughest part for me. So I kind of just summed it up as, hey, you're a good guy. But I'm a bit more comfortable with you, and I know you won't be as explosive if I say something wrong, or maybe I'm just afraid to talk to my dad. I don't know, but
probably.
I think. I think you are certainly tough and determined. But at the same time, you are crazy sometimes. But I appreciate it, I guess. Because without that, I probably wouldn't be as rude as I am now. Which I like that about myself.
Rude or aware?
Aware, yeah.
There you go.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.